Now, it's actually, he's going to be talking to us, and then there's to be scenarios there that he's going to show us what the children are doing, how we can learn, and what we can do about it. So, when it comes on. Sir? Please. We had it set up. I don't know what happened. Now, we know that all of us are not professionals when we go into parenting. As I've said many, many times, it's the only thing. The second one there, basic parenting skills. This one. That one. And then hit number two when you get. You have to hit it twice. Then number two. Yeah, hit it twice.
Parenting is one of the most challenging jobs that we'll ever face. It's tough being a parent, but few of us get actual training for this important responsibility. Most of our experience is on the job. This video program is designed to help you to be a more effective parent and to help build a better relationship with your child. Good parenting and discipline help children to improve their behavior and self-esteem. There are three important rules for effective parenting. Rule 1, reward good behavior and do it quickly and often. Rule 2, don't accidentally reward bad behavior. And Rule 3, punish some bad behavior, but use mild punishment only. Let's first consider Rule 1, reward good behavior and do it quickly and often. When your child does something that pleases you or shows some type of good behavior that you want to see more of in the future, be sure to reinforce and strengthen that good behavior by rewarding it. As a parent, you can use three kinds of rewards. There are social rewards, activity rewards, also called privileges, and material rewards.
Thanks for putting away the glasses and helping out with the work.
You're welcome.
So many times we just let it go by and say nothing to them.
The best and easiest to give rewards are called social rewards. Social rewards are attention, praise, smiles, hugs, pats, and positive comments. Give social rewards as quickly as possible following your child's behavior. When you use praise, use descriptive praise. Descriptive praise is when you praise your child and tell your child exactly what you liked. For example, if Susie straightens her room or cleans it, tell her that you like it. Say, "You sure did a good job on your room. It really looks nice." Catch your child being good and reward him with your attention and praise. Now, for some children, you might have to wait quite a while to catch him being good. Remember, you are the most important source of rewards for your child. In addition to social rewards, there are also activity rewards.
Big help to Mommy raking the yard. When we finish, we can go to McDonald's.
Activity rewards could be playing cards with Mother, going to the park, helping bake cookies, a trip to the Dairy Queen, or playing a game together. When you give your child an activity reward for good behavior, be sure to also give her praise. A third kind of reward is called a material reward. Material rewards include a ball, money, a book, jump rope, balloons, a yo-yo, or a tape. Use simple, small rewards, and be sure that you give praise, a social reward, when you give material rewards. Let's go to the next rule. Rule 2, don't accidentally reward bad behavior.
I want some ice cream now!
No, we just
just had supper. And remember, I told you no ice cream or Coke if you didn't eat your supper. And I don't like bossy talk.
Give me some ice cream now! Why can't I have some ice cream? I want some ice cream!
Well, just this once. If we have any. Yes, we have some.
No, that's Pepsi. I want Coke.
Your child might demonstrate some bad behavior like whining or threatening to have a temper tantrum because he wants candy just before supper. Be sure that you don't reward that bad behavior by giving in and giving him that candy. Withhold the material reward, that is the candy, that your child's bad behavior is attempting to force from you. If you do give in, his whining or tantrum behavior will be strengthened, and you will see more and more of that bad behavior. Do give your child privileges and special activities, such as going to the park, the mall, or Hardee's, but be sure his bad behavior doesn't force these from you. If you reward his bad behavior, you'll strengthen it and cause it to be more and more frequent in the future. There's another way to avoid accidentally rewarding your child's bad behavior. It's called active ignoring.
No, you can't play with the telephone. I'll be glad when he stops his temper tantrum. It's hard listening to him carry on like that. And I'm getting tired of looking at this flower.
Ignore some bad behavior in order to weaken that behavior. When your child is behaving badly, look away. Don't respond to him and avoid eye contact. Actively ignore him until his bad behavior stops. Now, there's some bad behavior you just can't ignore. For bad behavior that you can't ignore, use Rule 3. Punish some bad behavior, but use mild punishment only. Don't use severe discipline or harsh punishment. That might emotionally or physically harm your child. And if you usually use spanking to discipline your child, you're also teaching her to hit or act aggressively toward other people in order to get what she wants. This father is spanking his daughter and saying, "This will teach you to behave." Later in the second scene, the little girl is saying, "This will teach you." The little girl is imitating her father's aggressive behavior by hitting someone else. And don't use sarcasm and hostile threats. That hurts your child's self-esteem and self-concept without improving behavior. Punishment decreases or stops bad behavior. There are 5 methods of mild punishment which parents can use. These are scolding, time out, natural consequences, logical consequences, and behavior penalty. Scolding is showing disapproval of your child's behavior, but not of your child. To use scolding, move close to your child and look her in the eye. Be stern, express your feelings, and name the undesirable behavior. Be brief, and don't make any sarcastic or belittling remarks.
Katie, I'm very disappointed that you ate those cookies.
I told you that we were saving them for the church dinner tonight.
Scolding is only moderately effective in stopping bad behavior. Some children do behave better after getting scolded by their parents. Those are lucky parents. However, many misbehaving children enjoy the extra attention that they get from a scolding. Or they scold back or throw a temper tantrum. If scolding alone isn't very effective with your child, you'll need to know about other methods of mild punishment, such as time out. Time out is another method of mild punishment which can be very effective if used correctly. Time out is placing a child in a dull, boring place immediately following a bad behavior for a brief period of time. Children are to stay in time out 1 minute for each year of age. Your child may leave time out when a portable wind-up timer signals him that he may leave. Time out is a very effective method for stopping many different bad behaviors in children 2 to 12 years old. If your child is 2 to 4 years old, use a large straight back chair as a place for timeout. What you are looking at is a cartoon drawn from a photograph of my son Todd when he was 2. He was sitting in timeout and I took his picture. What you are going to hear next is Todd in timeout complaining and crying. This recording was made when he was 2. Todd has learned that he can leave timeout when the timer rings. Let's listen to a couple of segments of Todd's 2 minutes in timeout. As you can tell, Todd doesn't like timeout. Not all children make noise in timeout, but most all children are bored while in timeout. For the older child, the child who is 5 to 12, use a separate room for timeout, but never the child's bedroom. This boy is saying, "I'll bet my sister's out there having fun." A natural consequence is an unpleasant event that naturally happens to a child following bad behavior. Nature, the natural order of events, delivers the punishment and not the parents. Unless the natural consequence is dangerous to their child, the parents don't stop it from happening. Here Lisa is saying, "I'll bet Kitty doesn't like this." Kitty may give Lisa a natural consequence. Let's look at logical consequences.
Your big wheel in the street. You broke the rule. Now you can't ride your big wheel for a week. I'm very upset you rode in the street.
I want to ride my big wheel. I found the rule. I won't ride the street anymore.
A logical consequence is a logical punishment for the particular bad behavior. The parent makes sure that the punishment fits the crime. If Katie rides her big wheel into the street, Father puts away her big wheel for the rest of the week. Losing her big wheel for a week is a logical consequence for riding it dangerously. You sure can't use natural consequences for Katie riding her big wheel into the street. A behavior penalty is when the parent gives the child a mild penalty for bad behavior. The penalty can be losing a privilege, no TV or no tape player for the rest of the day, or an extra chore. The penalty is not logically related to the bad behavior. If John teases his little sister, he loses the use of his bicycle for 2 days. When you use behavior penalty, try to state the penalty before the specific bad behavior occurs.
Katie, your mother and I have talked about the way you sometimes mistreat your puppy. In the future, if you mistreat Scotty, then you won't be able to play with your tape recorder for the rest of the day. Katie, now tell me what I said.
If I mistreat Scotty, I can't play with my tape recorder.
That's right. Now let's pick up your brother at Scouts.
You will occasionally need to use one of the 5 methods of mild punishment to reduce or stop some bad behaviors. However, punishment alone can't increase your child's good behavior. The best single way to increase your child's good behavior is to catch your child being good and reward that good behavior. We have studied three basic child-rearing rules for successfully rearing children. Reward good behavior and do it quickly and often. Don't accidentally reward bad behavior. And punish some bad behavior, but use mild punishment only. We have also studied many specific methods and skills for applying these rules. Let's go to four common child-rearing errors that parents often make. You'll want to be aware of these mistakes so that you can avoid them. These errors, if too frequent, can lead to behavior problems or emotional problems in your child. Error 1, parents fail to reward good behavior. Error 2, parents accidentally punish good behavior. Error 3, parents accidentally reward bad behavior. Error 4, parents fail to punish bad behavior when mild punishment is indicated.
Look, Dad, I got my book report done early.
Hand me those boxes.
Avoid making error 1, parents fail to reward good behavior. Don't be stingy with your praise. When you see behavior that you like, strengthen it by rewarding it.
Look, Dad, I got my book report done early.
You got something done on time. Usually you get your schoolwork done a week late. Hand me those boxes.
Don't make error 2, parents accidentally punish good behavior. Sometimes busy or tired parents punish behavior instead of rewarding it. This will discourage your child. Remember, reward behavior that you like. By behaving badly, your child might attempt to force you to give him an activity reward, a special privilege, such as staying up well past his bedtime. This sleepy little boy is ready for bed, has his teddy bear and blanket, and is whining and crying. He's saying, "But I don't want to go to bed. I'm not tired." In the next scene, his frustrated, worn-down mother is saying, "Calm down. You can stay up another 30 minutes. I can't stand to hear you cry and carry on." Mother has accidentally taught her son that he can get what he wants by whining and crying for it. Most parents have probably been guilty of giving in to a complaining, whining, crying child who wants to stay up well past his bedtime. Do avoid error 3, parents accidentally reward bad behavior. I feel that this error is one of the most common causes of bad behavior. When you reward bad behavior, you are causing future problems for both you and your child. This bad behavior will occur more and more frequently in the future.
You would handle our son.
Boys will be boys.
Also, avoid this last common mistake. Error 4, parents fail to punish bad behavior when mild punishment is indicated. Punishment does reduce bad behavior, but be sure to use one of the 5 mild punishments you learned about earlier. There's another way to improve your child's behavior. All parents must be able to give effective instructions and commands. Instructions are pleasant requests and are usually sufficient. However, give a command when you want your child to start or stop a behavior and you think he will ignore a simple, pleasant request. When you give a command, move close to your child, have a stern facial expression, say his or her name, get and maintain eye contact, use a firm tone of voice, and give a direct, simple, and clear command. Bad instructions and commands are unclear, vague, complicated, are given as questions, or consist of chains of instructions. Watch the following scene and see if Mother correctly follows the six steps.
5, 6, 7, okay. That's it, that's it. Keep on going. 5.
Why are you jumping on the bed?
I'm exercising.
But it's not nice to jump on the bed. You'll mess it up and the springs might come loose. Why don't you ever mind me?
5, 6, 7, take it down again. Down.
Mother needs some more practice. Let's give her another chance.
Come on. 5, 6, back to the
front again. Hush. Katie, stop. Jumping on the bed is against the rule. Get off of the bed now.
All right. I'll never get to have any fun.
That was much better. Your child is more likely to mind when you give clear instructions and commands. There's another way to improve your child's behavior. It's called Grandma's Rule. Grandma's Rule says, first you do the disagreeable chore, and then you get to do the desirable behavior, what you want to do. First you eat your vegetables, and then you get to have the dessert.
You're gonna have to eat your green beans before you get any dessert.
What are we having for dessert?
Apple pie.
Apple pie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I'll eat my green beans.
Be sure you don't reverse Grandma's rule. Children won't improve their behavior when you reverse Grandma's rule. Can you imagine saying to your child, okay, you can eat your pie now, but you have to promise to eat your green beans later. What do you think the chances are that your child will actually eat his green beans later? There's another way to be an effective parent. Be a good role model for your child. Much of what your child learns, both good and bad behavior, is learned by observing your behavior, the behavior of others, and what she sees on TV. To be an effective parent, keep track of critical and discouraging statements that you make to your child. For each negative thing that you say, try to say 4 positive complimentary statements. Remember that ratio. 4 positive statements for each negative one. Have realistic expectations for your child's behavior, and keep in mind your child's age. For example, don't expect a 3-year-old to cook supper or comfort mother after mother's had a hard day. With a little time, effort, and additional knowledge, you can be a more effective parent and enjoy your child more.
Other resources to help you increase your knowledge on being an effective parent are available.
Okay.
The SOS Help for Parents book teaches more than 20 methods for helping children improve their behavior and gives instructions for managing more than 45 behavior problems. Now look over your handouts. Take time to think about it.
Okay, thank you. Well, now this I've let run on. Because I wanted you to get the whole perspective of this particular part of it. And then we're going to be going over it. And they're going to be showing more of them, those little clips for you. And we're going to be discussing those kind of things. So we're going to be reinforcing all of this. There's one thing I do want to say. He was talking about the spanking. Now, I know the Bible tells us, spare the rod and spoil the child. And biblically, I have but great confidence in God's word. So I think there is a place, but in some of the translations, I was looking them up, it does talk about the rod being discipline. So if you feel that you can't use the rod, then you better discipline. But when it comes to the rod, the thing that I feel is the worst thing about spanking, put it that way, is we often do it in anger. Now, when we do it in anger, I'm not sure that it's healthy for us or them. Because anger is when we're overreacting. And in doing that, sometimes, it really doesn't really solve helping the child to behave better. Because many times, they feel that you're doing something against them if they feel like they don't, it's not that bad, what are you beating them for that way? Or they may have other thoughts. But don't push aside spanking, particularly when they're smaller. I don't think there's much hope when they get bigger. But when they're smaller, if you can do it when you're not angry. My grandmother, she was quite a woman. She had three big boys, and she, when they would get in trouble in their teens, you know, and they would do something wrong, and she would talk to them, or she would stop them, and they wouldn't, you know. So she waited until they went to bed at night. And when they went to bed at night, she took the switch up there and beat them when they could run. But now, I don't know if it helped them or not. I have no idea about that. But I don't want you to disregard spanking, because sometimes with a little child, even just a tap on the hand, when they're small, or beginning when they're small, you see, a lot of these things is so much more helpful if they begin when in those formative years, to be able to know the things that he's telling us here. Really, I truly believe that if we can begin young with them and bring them up on this, that your children really will have a better way of behaving. And so let's look over these again. Rule one, now here we have this we're going to keep because we're going to be using it a lot. But rule one, rewarding good behavior. Now, this is something that I remember as a young person. I've said this before. My mother worked. She always put a list up on our dining room table, leaning up against something. And that was what I was to do that day. So I would go, and maybe an hour before she'd come home, maybe even a half hour, I would quickly get all those things done. But sometimes I missed some. And inevitably, the one I missed is the one she saw. She never saw the ones I did. And I used to think to myself, I wonder why she never saw the ones that I did and always the ones I don't do. So in other words, I never got praised for what I did. It was only punishment for what we didn't do. And I do not think that's healthy. Psychologically, I don't think it's healthy. I think that's even worse than spanking. Because it teaches a child, what's the use of doing things? It never means anything to them, you know? When we reinforce and we reward these good behaviors, it's doing something for the child that they have really accomplished. Accomplishment is something that all of us like, isn't it? Whether we're 2 or 72, we like to feel we have accomplished something. And even children, once they feel that feeling of accomplishment, there is something in them that wants to continue many times. Of course, you're dealing with a little will of his own. You're going to have to be able to work and be able to show him how far he can go with that. But I think if we start early, and this rewarding is really helpful. Now, don't reward them unless they do something. Like he said, maybe for some children you have to wait a long time to be able to reward them. But when they do something good, and we're going to see that same father later on when we go over the ventus of all of those different ones. You're going to see, when I see that father picking up up those boxes, you know, not paying any attention, the girl feeling very good, because I think later on you'll find out she doesn't always get things done on time. So this was a very exciting time for her. She had her paper done. To her, it was a big thing. To her father, it seemed to be nothing. He just plain ignored her with it. And these are some of the things we have to be mindful of. Sometimes we're busy, very busy. I was over to see a couple. In fact, I was staying in their home for a couple days this week. And the husband, when he came home, the little baby was down crawling. And when the father came in, the little baby saw him, and she loves her daddy, and she's going right after him. As she came, he went over top of her like this and then went into the kitchen, and she turned and followed him into the kitchen. Woo-hoo, got you again. Sorry. So when she turned, she went down the kitchen, he went up like this again, and off to, and the other lady said, what are you doing? She wants you. He said, I'm busy. I knew he had to go out before he had to leave to get a plane. But all that time, what is he doing? He's lifting up his leg and hugging the child. The child was following on behind him, you know? This isn't good. Sometimes we think we're very busy. Sometimes we think we don't have time. we don't notice, but actually, it would have taken, what, a minute? Reached down, picked her up, kissed her, put her back down, you know, or whatever that he does with them. He's a good father. He usually is, but he was busy at that time. And this is what happens so much even to mothers and fathers. We become very busy. We don't really notice sometimes when our children do something that's very good. And so, you know, there are these mothers that, I tell you, they're very good at this. Here comes their little girl with a scratching all over, you know, and with her crayon. And she brings it, oh, you know, she's so happy with it, and her mother hangs it up on the refrigerator. Now, it wasn't a beautiful piece of art. But you see, that makes that little girl, in the very beginning, that's all she can do, and she's very pleased with it. So even though it's not what we would put a gold star on, yet it does help them to understand. And I think you can understand some of this because it's us too, even adults. Don't you like to be recognized? You say, no? I don't know about that. I think we like to be recognized. We like to feel that what we've done is good. And when somebody comes to us and say, you know, that's really good, how does it make you feel? Discouraged? No, it makes you feel good. And I know some, you know, there was a man one time I was reading in my psychology or my counseling, and the wife had just started writing something. She was going to try to be a writer. She's writing something. And she said, my husband came and he looked at it, and he said, man, that's good. You can really do a good job. And from that, she had the impetus, she had the desire, the energy. My husband liked it. She became a writer because there was someone there that brought a sense of confidence to her, made her feel it. Same way with our children. It does something very good for them. Now, this don't accidentally reward bad behavior. When I see that slide of that little boy coming in there demanding, I have to hold my hand. Not really. I'd like to shake him good, which you shouldn't do. But anyhow, when I see that, I can sense that there's been very little discipline that has been before in that little guy's life. He pretty well takes over. Now, children begin this very early. They learn a behavior that answers their need. Now, I have a friend that her little girl, whenever she wants something, she just screams. It's not crying. There's no tears. But she wants something, she just screams. When she wants another bite to eat, she screams. And it's a behavior that they found out gets what they want. If a child sees that if I get on the floor and bang my head on the floor and begin to cry and yell and that gets what I want, then they're going to do it. They're going to try anything that gets what they want. So what we need to do, like I was speaking, I told the mother-in-law, and I said, that child's going to take a while to learn how to talk. Because actually, you're just, right away, you do everything. She never has to say, I want this or I want that. The same way with children that just point. And they're, you know, 8, 10 months old, they're just pointing. Now, that's the time for teaching. That's the time when they point, you tell them what that is. And you reinforce that. And you reinforce that. And then your child would begin to say, bread, water, milk, you know? And that's when actually they are expanding their vocabulary. So we don't accidentally reward them because they do things that are not right. We try to train them. And so I think as you start when they're very little and as they go up, don't reward their bad behavior. You know, like whining is one of the worst. It gets on your nerves, I think. Oh. That's enough to drive you. But yet you'll find them even up until 10 and 11 years whining to get what they want. Now, they don't hear that among many of the other children. They don't hear that often. But they know that gets what I want. But if they would find out, I can't get what I want. Actually, that scene where that lady's looking at her flower, really, I think in many aspects is helpful, particularly as they're growing up. You know, that size that he went into a tantrum or whatever, that's what he was having there. She ignored him. Sometimes that is good, not always, but sometimes it's good just to ignore them until they realize I can beat my head against it, but she's not going to do it. So then they begin to understand, but we get so frustrated. We get so tired of it, the noise, the crying, that we just want to take them up and give them whatever they want to get them quiet, but that's not good for them. That's not going to be good for you as the years go by. So this is something that you have to sort of work in your own selves as parents. And then the third rule, they said, correct some bad behavior. And I understand, you know, like this, like these little ones, like the one where the boy walked past and his brother with the paper on the head. Well, it's not a serious, you know, a conduct in it, but it's going to grow to that kind of thing. That's why if we can be on our toes to see some of these things, and like he said, it doesn't have to be a harsh one. It can say, come on back. And then talk to them, take away something, whatever, and leave it go. This is one of the things that parents have to learn, how to not major on things, but how to deal with a problem and a correction, and then forget it. Sometimes parents, we just go on and on about it and just fuss and talk. That doesn't help because they're turning you off anyhow. They know then that it gets your hot point. Children love, that's why they like to see you angry. They don't like to have to get what comes with it. But when they see you angry, they know that they have won over you. They have caused you to become angry and lose your own self-control. So, but when it comes to just these small types of things that children do to each other, don't allow all of that. Don't allow it. You say, well, they're just kids fighting, but it'll go on and on if we're not careful. So be careful that you try to stop little ones just enough to let them know. And so these are some of the things they were telling us. Well, it's time for lunch now, so we'll wrap this up. Next week we'll be talking and we'll be seeing some. What we're going to be doing is we're going to look at those. There's a lot of clips, about 40 of them, of all types of behavior. And we're going to look at them, see what these rules that we can use and not use or whatever, pinpoint the problem so that you'll be able to see some of the problems and what you should do in case of those. So please, if you can, bring this back next week because we're going to be using it the whole time. Thank you so much, and God bless you. John, I'm sorry about my...